From NPR and WBUR, I'm Indira Lakshmanan.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. And let's begin in Belgium. Police in Brussels and the Liège region have detained five more people, in addition to the 16 arrested yesterday, in more than 20 raids as they continue to search for suspected terrorist Saleh Abdeslam.
Abdeslam is believed to be one of the attackers who killed 130 people in Paris a week ago Friday. The Belgian capital, meanwhile, remains in a state of lockdown. Jim Walsh of MIT Security Studies Program is also Here and Now's international security analyst, and he joins us now in the studio. Welcome, Jim.
Good to be with you.
So, Jim, Belgian authorities say that they believe there is an imminent threat of terrorist attacks in Brussels. In your experience, how can they be sure, or is this an abundance of caution? What kind of tools do they have to do surveillance and gather human intelligence?
Well, I think there are two things going on. First, they know that they don't have all the attackers, and so they have to presume if those attackers have not fled, then they are in country and pose a potential risk for executing follow-on attacks. There's also just good old-fashioned police work where one clue yields three, three yields 10, and so on. So with these arrests, that means they've gotten phones, they've gotten bank records, they've gotten laptops. We know over the weekend that there were intercepted communications, electronic communications between Syria and some of the attackers. So it's branching out, collecting the data as fast as you can and seeing where it leads.
All right. Well, this week, French President François Hollande is going to be meeting with President Obama and other world leaders to talk about a coordinated strategy to counter ISIS. UK Prime Minister David Cameron today is seeking his parliament's approval to bomb ISIS in Syria. So what kind of a response should we be expecting to see from NATO leaders and other allies?
Well, I think you'll see a lot of strong talk. I don't know how much action you'll see. I mean, we're already bombing ISIL in Syria. A variety of actors are, a variety of governments are. The British may add to that. Others may add to that. But I would guess that there will be divisions about contributions beyond that, particularly if they involve putting people on the ground. Mm-hmm. And it also depends on the capacity. You know, not every NATO country is equally capable. France, Germany, Britain are. The others, not so much. So it depends. There'll certainly be political support. There'll be diplomatic support. But when it comes to fighting, that will be more difficult.
All right. Well, President Hollande is also meeting this week with Vladimir Putin, the Russian leader, on Thursday. France and the U.S., of course, continue to demand that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must go. But Russia has supported the Assad regime from the beginning for the last 4.5 years, if not in word. Now, after the downing of the Russian jet over the Sinai, is Putin going to get on board with pushing for Assad's departure at the same time that he pushes for the ISIS fight? Or what should we expect to see from the Russian leader?
I actually think the pressure flows the other way, mm-hmm. Towards Putin, because Putin's been out there saying, we need to kill ISIL, never talking about the war criminal who is Assad, who's used chemical weapons against his own people. But the thing about ISIL is it makes every murderous dictator look a little better by mm-hmm. comparison. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's greater pressure to act against ISIL than there is against Assad. And that's probably to Putin's advantage, gives him a little more leverage in those discussions.
All right. Well, ISIS, of course, claimed responsibility for bringing down that Russian jet. And last week, they put out in their magazine a photo purportedly of the bomb that brought it down, showing something very basic, a soda can. This has not been verified to be true yet. But I want to know, what do we know about the kinds of weapons that ISIS has and has the capacity to use? And given your background in nuclear studies, I'm also interested, do we know if ISIS has a nuclear weapon or a biological or chemical weapons capability?
Well, let's start with first things first. Most of these attacks have involved fairly low-level weapon and fairly simple bombs. So they're still in that sort of traditional category. There have been accusations that they have captured and used some chemical weapons, chlorine gas, possibly other forms as well. As to the nuclear, there's no evidence whatsoever that they have the capacity or the desire to acquire nuclear weapons. Some people worry about dirty bombs. A dirty bomb is not a nuclear weapon. It's a traditional explosive, but that has some radioactive junk tied to it so that when it explodes, it would disperse that radioactive junk. I studied that a long time. It sounds horrible, but most of the people who would die in an attack with a radiological weapon will die from the regular explosive, not from the radiation. That radiation would be limited, and it's simply a matter of people moving a block away or two blocks away or sheltering in place. The concern is the psychological and political consequences, not the actual death toll. Now, it's fairly straightforward. You just have to find some radiological stuff and radioactive stuff and strap it to a bomb. But so far we have not seen that, even though it doesn't require a tremendous amount of capability.
There were some, in the few moments we have left, tell us there were some reports that the French authorities were looking at antidotes in the lead up to the Paris talks about climate change. How seriously should we be taking that? There are concerns about possible nerve gas.
Well, I don't think nerve gas – I think that's beyond the capability of ISIL. And certainly it would also require that they transport what they have across international waters, you know, to a third place. So I – you know, you always want to be cautious and you want to prepare. But I think what the evidence tells us of the past week is they're more than happy to rely on regular explosives.
Jim Walsh is Here and Now security analyst. He's with MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks so much.
Thank you.